Zakt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Bikurim, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Atruma v'habikurim. If someone who's not a Kayan eats them bemezid, chayom aleim misa b'dei shemayim. It says by Truma, umesu boy ki chalalu. But that's Truma. What about Bikurim? Bikurim is also called Truma, explains the Batanura. The Pasuk says, utrumas yodecha. That refers to Bikurim, because by Bikurim it says, v'lokach ha-kayin atenem yodecha. The Kayan will take the basket from your hands. So Truma v'Bikurim chayom aleim misa. That's Misa B'dei Shemayim. Bezen doesn't give the person Misa. The mile of Misa B'dei Shemayim is it gives a person a chance to do tshuva. The chaymesh, and if he eats it b'shaygeg, he has to add a chaymesh. A zahar eats truma by mistake, has to pay besides for the amount that it's worth, an extra chaymesh. So if I have a neighbor, Aaron, and I by mistake eat his truma, and I'm not a kayan, I have to pay back Aaron the value of the truma. I also have to add a chaymesh, but that chaymesh I can give to any kayan. Now, because Bikurim is also called truma, therefore, the din of chaymesh applies to Bikurim as well. The asurim lizarim, truma and Bikurim are usher for someone who's not a kayan. Wait, isn't that obvious? You just told me the one is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. If reading truma or Bikurim b'mezid, if he's not a kayan, you told me if he eats a b'shaygig, he has to pay a chaymesh. So of course it's usher for someone who's not a kayan. Zakta batanura v'chiddush is that even if he eats less than the shear, even if he eats less than a kazayah, so b'mezid, there won't be any misa b'dei shemayim. And b'shaygi, there wouldn't be any chaymesh, but it's still aser. He's still not allowed to eat it. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds chatzi shir as aser min atayr, it would be aser midoraisa. Even though you have to eat a certain amount to be chayiv the einish, but one is still over the lav, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even if he eats less than the chaymesh. Vaitra says the Mishnah, v'hein nichsei kayin. It's considered property of the kayan. The kayan that gets the truma bikurim, it's his. He can sell it. If he wants to, he can sell it to a different kayan. He doesn't necessarily have to take back only food for that. He can sell it for anything. V'oilin bi'echad u'meya. And both truma and bikurim, if it gets mixed up with non-truma bikurim, you would have to have 100 times the amount of chulin to be mevatalit. In other words, 100 times the amount of chulin plus the truma or the bikurim that fell in to have a total of 101. That's when I would say that the mixture is mutter even for a non-kayan. Vayter says the Mishnah, what else do truma and bikurim have in common? Tu'unin rechitzas yadayim. Before you touch them, you have to wash your hands. Stam yadayim, even if you don't know for a fact that they're tamei, pasal truma. And bikurim is also called truma. Furthermore, v'harav shemesh. V'harav shemesh means a tamidika person that toiveled himself, even after he comes out of the mikveh, he still cannot eat it until the sun sets. In other words, till tzei sakechavim. That's learned from the pasuk, says the Batanura, Ivo Hashemesh v'toher. Only after the sun sets is this tahara complete, v'achar yoichel min ha-kadoshim. Only afterwards can he eat kadoshim. And the same is true for Bikurim. So Zakta Mishnah, here's the list, Harielu b'truma u'bikurim, that you have by truma and bikurim, Masha'en came b'maisa, that you don't have when it comes to Maiser Sheini. Maiser Sheini is mutter for zarim, for non-kayhanim. You cannot purchase with the money of Maiser Sheini, for example, behema tmeya, avadim and karkaris, which you can with truma. Maiser Sheini is bottle b'roiv most of the time. It doesn't need 101. To touch Maiser Sheni, you do not have to wash your hands, and you don't have to wait for the sun to set. As soon as you toivel yourself, you can come up and eat the Maiser Sheni. And this is basically going to be the topic of the next couple of Mishnayos as we compare the differences between these three things, Truma, Bikurim, and Maiser Sheni. What is Maiser Sheni? So I'm sure it's a Chazara for you. I'm sure most of you know, but Chazara is always a good thing. Tvua and Peres that grow in Eretz Yisrael, you have to separate Truma and Maiser from them. Before anything comes truma gedayla, it goes to the kayin. After you take off truma, a tenth of the peiros go to the levi, that's maaser rishon. From this maaser rishon, the levi has to take off truma's maaser, give it to the kayin. Getting back to the bialim, besides giving maaser rishon to the levi, he also has to give another maaser, and that's called maaser sheni, at least during the first and second year of the Shemitah cycle. On the third year, Maaser Sheni is replaced by Maaser Ani. And the fourth and fifth year, again, it's Meiser Sheni, that's the second Meiser. And the sixth year, it's Meiser Oni. Meiser Rishon is every year, but the first 2 years after Shemitah, we add Meiser Sheni to that, third year Meiser Oni. Fourth and fifth year, again Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. Sixth year Meiser Rishon, Meiser Oni. Seventh year, again, is Shemitah. Every seven Shemitahs is Yovel. What do you do with Meiser Sheni? Either you bring the Peiris up to Yerushalayim and you eat it there, or you redeem it for money, and you bring the money up to Yerushalayim and you purchase food according to the halachais of Meiser Sheni. So our Mishnah chazring over taught us seven things that Truma and Bikurim have in common and Meiser Sheni does not. What were the seven things? Truma and Bikurim have the following things in common. B'mezid, if a non-kayin eats it, he's chayav misa b'dei shemayim. B'shoigi g'chaymish, in addition to Karen, he has to add an extra fifth. Number three, we learned that it's also for non-kayhan in both Truma and Bikurim, even if it's less than a kazayis. Four, that it's considered nechasim of the kayin, he can sell it if he would like. He can be mekadosh anisha with it, it's considered his. Not just that he has a right to eat it, it's his. Number five, Truma and Bikurim have in common that if they get mixed up in a mixture of non-Truma or Bikurim, you would need 100 times the amount to be mevatalit. So if either a piece of Truma or Bikurim fall into another mixture, you would have to have 100 times the amount of chulin to be mevatalit. Number six, both Truma and Bikurim requires that you wash your hands before you touch it. And number seven, even after, one toivels himself in the mikvah, he's not considered completely tar to be able to eat Truma or Bikurim until night comes, until the sun sets. In other words, Seisakei Chavim. All these things Truma and Bikurim have, but Meiser Sheni does not.